Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada. President Trump traveled to Nevada for the, 12th time? Huge crowd in Elko. Turned out for what I call a hangar rally with Air Force One as a stunning backdrop to the speech. How was the president received? Well, joining us now, the guy that did the speech, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, you're back in Nevada for the 12th time, believe it or not, and you're supporting the re-election of Senator Dean Heller. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Dean, how it has evolved? You admitted, I know during the Las Vegas rally that I was at, that there was a time not too long ago when you guys didn't like each other. What changed?
Right. Well, I didn't know Dean, and I had just started running for office, and then I ran for office, and I had nothing. I really didn't know very much about him, other than he was known as a strong guy and a smart guy. But I didn't know him, and he didn't know me. And I think instinctively, maybe, we didn't like each other very much. And there was never much of a relationship. And then I got elected, and I had to start working with senators and others. And Dean was right at the forefront. He was fantastic. And we actually have become friends, and that's why I'm out here today, to support Dean Heller and also Adam Laxalt, who's going to be a terrific governor. They have to win. It's very important. You know, when the federal government works with people, you have to be able to get along with those people. So Dean's relationship with me has really evolved, and I think it's been very, very special, very great. We even flew out here together.
I noticed that. I noticed the two of you getting off Air Force One
right
together. You took a lot of flack from Democrats in the last week for describing their party as a, quote, angry mob. Now, in the last few days here in Nevada, I think you probably know about this by now, we had a Democrat operative physically assault Adam Laxalt's campaign manager.
Right.
Do you have any regrets at introducing the term mob into our political lexicon, or is it just brutally honest?
No, it's honest. And wouldn't you be shocked if I said I had regret? Would you be surprised if I said, oh, I'd like
I would
to
be apologize? Shocked.
You would be, you'd probably turn off the interview and say, that's not Trump. That's somebody else. No, I no interest in that at all. I will tell you, they become angry, they become bitter. And you saw that with the hearings. And actually, you saw it with the Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch hearing. But to an extent that was at least within the bounds of taste. This last situation, what they did with Brett Kavanaugh was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. And it was all fiction, made-up stuff. They tried to ruin his life, his family, his kids. He's got these two beautiful, wonderful daughters. and what they did to him. And I think that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is so totally energized. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I think the rallies help also, the rallies that I've been doing. You know, you see the spirit. But I really believe that the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh has been, while horrible, it's really helped the Republican Party.
Again, the President of the United States joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, joining us from Elko, where he just got off the stage. It looks like the so-called caravan with over, 4,000 Central American migrants has been turned around at the Mexican border. I want to know how you did this. No other president's ever been able to work with Mexico like this.
No other president's been able to do it because I think they respect me and I respect them. I don't think they had any respect for our previous leaders. And they respect me, and they know I'm not playing games. And I called them, and I said, really, I would appreciate your help. This can't happen. Don't forget, they have to travel over 1,000 miles up through Mexico. So Mexico is able to do a lot. And frankly, we talked to Honduras. We said, we're paying you millions and millions of dollars in one case, $300 million. That's a lot of money, by the way. And we're giving aid to these countries, and they're allowing this to happen. And we said, we're not going to let you do this. And it stopped. El Salvador also, it stopped. And Mexico, though, in particular, has been fantastic. We really appreciate it.
Mr. President, I know we have a limited amount of time. I got one final question. It's a point of personal privilege for me. I want to ask a personal question, and I put it to your son, Eric, earlier this week on my show here. He was a guest on my program. How do you get up every morning and fight for all of us when every day you are battling the fake news media, resistance, the deep state, and even folks within your own party? How they're all hell-bent on destroying your administration. How do you do it?
They are hell-bent. It's terrible. And, you know, you think they'd like low taxes. You think they'd like a strong military, good education, all the things we're doing. But I guess it's something beyond that. I really enjoy it only because we're achieving. If we weren't winning, I think I'd probably be like anybody else would be because the attack is so vicious. The New York Times, I could do the greatest thing in the world and they would make it look bad. I could do, you know, between the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN is just ridiculous. People aren't even watching it anymore. It's so ridiculous. Their ratings are down the tubes. But, you know, when you win, Kevin, you know this because you've been doing great for a long time. Your ratings are phenomenal, and you've been doing great, so you know about winning because in your business it's all about the ratings, unfortunately or fortunately. When you win, you feel a little bit differently, and we have done more and completed more than any administration in the first 2 years, and we're still, you know, really 3 months shy of that, 2.5 months shy of that. So we still have a ways to go, but we have, in 2 years, we have done more than any other administration in the history of our country, and that makes me happy. So we have to fight these artificial forces and real forces. I mean, they're real forces. They make up Russia stuff, and they do so many different things, and we fight it, but we're winning, and we're really achieving something great for the people of this country. That makes me happy.
Mr. President, thanks so much for all you've done for our country, for our state. Safe travels as you continue on this, 5-state tour. Hope we can talk again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being so nice. Thank you, Kevin, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thanks a lot.
That's the President of the United States joining me in Elko. Just minutes after he climbed off the stage and an amazing speech in Elko. Joining us now, she's been upstaged, I'm sorry, by the President of the United States, our own Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us from Northern Nevada on our City National Bank guest hotline. Megan, how you doing, dear?
Well, that's a hard act to follow.
I know.
Congratulations. What a win, for you. What a great interview.
For the program, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you, though, because the president, I was curious why he went to Elko, of all places. I mean, there are a lot of other places, bigger communities, where he could have gone. Do you have any feel for why he went to Elko?
Well, I think people in, you know, rural areas, northern Nevada, really need to show up. I mean, when we look at how many people didn't vote last time, specifically in Washoe County, those numbers were stark, especially compared to Clark County. You know, we can't have Clark County making the decisions for the entire state. And that really is what is happening when, you know, 90% or more of the votes due to population comes out of Clark. We really need people, independents, walkaway Democrats, Republicans, what have you, storm the polls. And so as long as we show up en masse, because we do actually have a lead in voter registration in this state, if every Republican voter showed up, the Democrats would certainly lose. So now we're just really looking at the independents, of course, to show up as well.
Let me just ask you, the president, and we touched on the issue of the caravan. The caravan, since we taped that interview on Saturday afternoon, has grown to almost 5,000. And they seem hell-bent on getting to the U.S. border. The president, in some of his stump speeches over the last week, has talked about how money has changed hands. And there's some sort of inference that there is a third party that is fueling this 5,000 migrant caravan. Do you have a sense of what is going on here? Why we've got these people trying to come to America when they have to walk 1,000 miles through Mexico to get here?
Well, first of all, let's stop using the left's words and call it a caravan. The left has funded the caravan. Let's call it a migrant mob or the invaders. A migrant mob, I think, is perfect. It's just another mob, an angry mob, waving the Honduran flag as they are closing in on our southern border. I was listening to an interview of one woman who, of course, doesn't speak English. You know, we're supposed to take her in, and then we're supposed to teach her four kids English. Don't you know that, Kevin? She says, well, I can't find a job. Okay, well, just because you can't find a job does not mean that you're a refugee. You can't seek asylum because you can't find employment in Honduras. That's not how asylum works. If you really are seeking asylum, then you would seek it in the first country you stepped into. That's how asylum works. So, yes, this is a paid-for migrant mob. Coincidentally, they will try to breach our border illegally right around the time of the midterms. Coincidence? I think not. You always follow the money when it comes to the Democrats. There are videos of these migrants being paid cash. How are they, what about their babies? All the babies that they're carrying with them. One woman had four packed in a stroller. Does she have diapers? What about formula? You know, how are they getting the necessities to keep them alive and going, traipsing thousands of miles in order to break immigration laws?
Again, Megan Barth joining us from Red Wave America PAC. From ReaganBabe.com, from Media Equalizer. I want to ask you, though, I'm just wondering what it is George Soros or whoever it is that's funding this, what is it they're hoping to accomplish? Are they hoping to get some sort of YouTube moment along our border, you know, a member of our military, if they are so deployed, end up taking out a migrant, maybe a mom, maybe injuring, maybe killing her, even with rubber bullets. What do you think they're looking to accomplish by this?
Well, the whole modus operandi of the Democrats is to create chaos, and it is continued chaos, because the more crises that you create or you throw at the system continues to wear out the system. And that's the old Cloward-Piven strategy. I actually refer to this as the Cloward-Piven caravan. When you overthrow the whole purpose of Cloward-Piven theory is to overthrow capitalism. Now, how do you overthrow capitalism? Well, you create the crises, you create the chaos, and you import dependency in order to break the current system, to put stress on that system. And so look at the types of folks that are coming. I mean, have you ever seen so many fat poor people, Kevin? I mean, if these people are really poverty stricken, they haven't missed a meal. We certainly know that they, what kind of jobs are they going to do? They don't speak English. Do you think we're importing engineers? Maybe the next person that maybe will split the atom? No, of course not. These people are looking for nothing more than a handout. because each of their kids, no matter how many they're dragging across Mexico, we're going to have to pay, like we do in Nevada, money to educate them in English. You know, those Zoom schools, Kevin, that are Zooming to failure, that cost us $1 billion last year, you know, those Zoom schools are ESL schools. So again, it's just creating crisis, not only for the taxpayer, but in the system itself, because we are importing, if we let this migrant mob invade our borders illegally, we will be paying for the migrant mob for the rest of our natural born lives, and of course, the generational mob that is along with them.
More coming up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We need to take a break. We've got Megan's going to be on till 11:45. And we're going to be talking about Steve Sisolak and his new problem. It's called Hashtag Me Too and allegations of physical violence against an ex-wife. Yeah, the Daily Caller's got it all. Check it out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Huh? Check out realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Well, we know that the caravan continues to move through Mexico. We don't know if the Mexican government will stop them. The president has been in contact with the Mexican government and thought they had them corralled. Now we're finding out they have crossed a southern border of Mexico into Mexico, and they are proceeding northward. Let me ask you, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com and Red Wave America PAC. How do you see this thing ending? Do you see the president letting, well, first of all, the president of Mexico letting this mob go straight to the U.S. border? Or do you think they'll try and stop him?
Well, it's an interesting question because the president of Mexico can't even stop the drug cartels. The whole entire government is corrupt and influenced by corruption and filthy money. So it would be hard for me to imagine that he really is going to have a grip on how to stop a migrant mob that keeps growing in size. I mean, I don't think it's just going to, you know, it's not like you have to buy a ticket to be a part of the migrant mob. You can just join in the march and through Mexico. So you have Mexicans, you have drug cartels, and coyotes, of course, helping these people break the law. Mexico is a lawless narco state and complicit in many of the laws that are being broken at our southern border and even within our country. And so they haven't stopped illegal immigration before. They benefit from it. And so I don't think he's going to want these 7,000 low-skilled, non-English-speaking people. He already has enough of that in his backyard.
Yeah.
We would have to inflict some sort of financial pain, like President Trump has promised to do as early as this morning on Honduras and El Salvador and other countries that are a part of this mob.
Hey, Megan, can I stop you right there? We're going to pick up after the break at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. So you'll be with us till 11:45 as we continue live and local now.
Seven 90 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. Before we get to some of the local races that we've been talking about here all day, I want to ask you about that race in Texas. Robert Francis O'Rourke calls himself Beto, and Ted Cruz. And I'm curious, they've had debates. There was a town hall last week. where just Beto O'Rourke spoke on CNN. How do you size up that race? And I know you folks at Red Wave America PAC have been very active in the state of Texas. Can you give us a progress report where we are just over 2 weeks out?
Sure. So far, the polls show Cruz, depending on if you look at the polls and what polls you look at. But on average, the polls are about a double-digit lead. So we feel pretty confident that Texas isn't going to turn over their state to another socialist pawn. It's interesting how the leaders of the Democrat Party say socialists are the future of their party, but many of the Democrats are running as moderates in order to fool the electorate. And Texans aren't fooled. The only fool is Beto O'Rourke for trying to convince the Hispanic caucus to become a member, even though he's Irish-American. When you look at Houston, for example, the Houston rally for Donald Trump is so large, they have sold 100,000 tickets on Eventbrite, that Brad Parscale, the digital genius that works with Trump and the data genius, is having a tailgate, first ever. They're bringing in food trucks. They're bringing in porta-potties. So it's going to be one big tailgating event down in Houston. And so I was reminded back in the 2016 election of all the know-it-all pundits looking at the Trump rallies and saying, but are these people going to show up to vote? They just waited 24 hours overnight in line to see the rally. So, yeah, I think they're probably going to take a few minutes out of their time and vote. I don't think we have to worry about Texas necessarily going blue and Ted Cruz losing his seat. What we do have to worry about is Florida. And I am concerned with Florida, specifically with Joe Biden, now Groper Joe, going down there to rally on behalf of another socialist pawn of George Soros, who's Andrew Gillum, former mayor of Tallahassee. And so he's very well known in Tallahassee. If they get out the Lemming college vote, then they might have a good chance. It just depends on if the Lemming millennials show up. But we can't afford to lose Florida, because if Andrew Gillum takes Florida, the gubernatorial race there, he will have 2 years to build the fraud into the base in order to turn Florida blue for 2020.
Just in time for a reelect bid by the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I know you guys have put up a billboard or two down in Texas. Are you going to be working other states in these final 2 weeks?
You know, we've gone kind of back and forth. It will remain to be seen. We've raised enough money to do a couple billboards in Florida. We're kind of waiting for the A-OK on that. I can't get anyone in Nevada to call me back, if you're listening. So I would like to do something in Nevada, because I really, of course, because I live here, want to save this state from the Democrats who are turning it into California East. And I don't know if you saw the latest news on California, but now they have typhus outbreaks. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know what typhus is? Yeah, neither did I. Some sort of flea-borne illness. That's running rampage all throughout the progressive utopia.
I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, the spike of 70% homelessness in California, in the slums of L.A. County and San Diego County. And they're also turning Orange County into a blue slum. California spends 30% of its state budget on illegal aliens. And Nevadans are going to have to ask themselves if they want to turn our state into a sanctuary state, because that's exactly what the Democrats want to do. That's exactly what Steve Sisolak will do. That's exactly what Jackie Rosen will do. We need to protect our borders as well as we need to protect our state.
The gubernatorial race took a turn for the bizarre. A story in the Daily Caller about Steve Sisolak and his ex-wife, and pictures of his ex-wife who she says... he physically attacked her. She's got ligature marks that were photographed at the time and that clearly look like ligature marks after somebody tried to strangle you. This coming just 2 weeks ahead of Election Day, and just as we are all early voting, is this going to impact that race with Adam Laxalt?
Well, it should, you know, because if Democrats are the champions of women and that all women must be believed, then they need to believe this woman. And they need to believe the evidence that this woman has presented. I haven't seen it, but if there's photos and a police report or a doctor's report or something that documents her claims, that's called evidence. And Steve Sisolak should have to explain exactly what happened or you know, try to refute these claims. But this whole Me Too movement will be curious to see if they put any pressure on Steve Sisolak, because they certainly didn't put pressure on Keith Ellison. Cory Booker is another Me Too hero, yet he was just accused of assaulting a gay man in the bathroom. But I guess since the man was assaulted, you know, he doesn't need to be believed, right, Corey? Just all women need to be believed. So we'll see how the Me Too movement and the hypocritical Democrats rally around to support Steve, much like they did Bill Clinton. As long as you're a powerful Democrat man, you can use and abuse women as long as you maintain your power, because the feminists and the Me Too movement and their fellow Democrats will look the other way.
This story, obviously, on Sisolak just came out the other day. Do you think, I mean, you know the media in this state. You have homes both in Southern Nevada and in Incline Village. And I'm just curious, do you think the media will pick up on this, or will they bury it?
Well, if they're like the rest of the mainstream media, of course they'll bury it. You know, that's exactly what they did to the Harvey Weinstein story. Let's not forget, NBC News refused to run the Harvey Weinstein story because supposedly it lacked enough teeth, even though 14 women were willing to come forward, many of them with evidence. And so time and time again, the press chooses to look the other way, like their Democrat friends. The press is simply a mouthpiece of the Democrats. So unless the Review Journal or Victor Jakes or somebody gets in Steve's face and asks him the questions and demands answers, he'll skate.
And what's interesting is we're not going to have a debate, I guess, where he would have a great opportunity. He would have a great opportunity to tell his side of the story, if there is such thing as his side of the story. But I guess because we don't have debates and Democrats don't seem to, don't seem to like debates. Jackie Rosen, for instance, won't debate outside of Clark County. Because of that, I guess we'll never find out.
Oh, she won't debate outside of Clark County? Does she realize that Nevada is much larger than Clark County alone? I thought they were all about transparency. You know, what about being transparent and really putting yourself on the line and your words on the line and standing behind the words you say and answering the questions, even in a town hall forum? I love this state. I've traveled across this state. It's a beautiful state. And there are so many good, hardworking, decent, honest people, with the exception of many of the Californians that are moving in, that live in this state. It's just interesting to me that Jackie won't debate. Why there's no gubernatorial debate, I have no idea. There should be, because everybody should know exactly where these candidates stand, and especially when it comes to Steve Sisolak, if the press isn't going to ask him questions about this alleged assault, then certainly Adam Laxalt should be fighting fire with fire and making this a campaign issue.
Megan, it's always great. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, if they want to help you out, at Red Wave America PAC, and that might be the difference between being able to put up billboards in the final week of the campaign just ahead of Election Day and not. Where can they go? Where can they find you?
Red Wave America on Facebook, Red Wave America. We also have redwave.vote is our website, redwave.vote. They can contact me through reaganbabe.com as well as mediaequalizer.com. And you can find both of those on Facebook and Twitter as well.
She's everywhere. Megan, the next time we speak, you'll be here in town. Am I right?
That's right. I'll see you in studio on Monday morning.
I can't wait. We have missed you so much. Thank you, Megan. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds very good, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com and Red Wave America PAC, trying to make America great again and again and again and again. Stick around. More to do. We'll bring you more from that rally on Saturday. It was so much fun. And can I tell you, that picture of Air Force One that video, I urge you to go to Right Side Broadcasting. Right Side Broadcasting. And they'll have, I believe it's a YouTube channel, and they'll have the entire rally. Scroll ahead a couple of hours into it, because they begin their coverage like 3 hours before, something like that. But scroll to where you see Air Force One rolling up. There's just nothing so majestic as Air Force One pulling up behind the stage in Elko. Mountains in the background. It's absolutely beautiful. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I've lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. I want you to hear the president. No. You've heard enough of me talking to the president today. But I wanted you to hear him at the rally, because every rally he takes at least 2 or 3 minutes and just rails about the fake news media. So it was Saturday in Elko.
I got criticized for using the word babies. One of the newscasts said, who used the word babies? Trying to figure, is that politically incorrect? I said, these aren't babies, right? These are tough people. And all of a sudden, why did he use the term babies? I said, don't tell me that's politically incorrect. Last night in Arizona, we had, you never saw so many people. I said, I want to thank the great men that are here, and I want to thank the beautiful women, everyone, beautiful everyone. And I said, I better apologize, because if I don't, for calling you all beautiful, because if I don't apologize, they will go wild tomorrow. Headlines, Donald Trump called women beautiful. They're all saying, please call me beautiful. It is a crazy phenomenon that's going on. But you know what, women? You are beautiful. To me, you're beautiful. Every one of you is beautiful. Everyone. Tomorrow, headlines. Trump in Nevada. It was terrible what he said. No, I'm telling you, these people have lost their way. They've gone loco. Headed by the crowd of fake news back there, I will say. I'll tell you, honestly, the single greatest ally that the Democrats have is the fake news media. Because without that, these crazy ideas, I can't believe they'd go anywhere. You know, if I had the media on my side, and with what we've accomplished, because nobody's done more than all of us, nobody's done more in the first 2 years, or we're not even at 2 years yet, but nobody has done anything close. If they were on my side, instead of always everything is, they'll take a big victory, try and make it into a loss. They're very dishonest people. If they were on my side, I think I'd be at 100% right now.
One of the things that the president came to do, and I thought he did a great job of it, was to promote the candidacy of Dean Heller. And as a part of his stump speech, he went after Wacky Jackie big time.
A vote for Wacky Jackie is a vote to hand control of Congress to Nancy Pelosi, Brian Chuck Schumer, and, of course, the legendary Maxine Waters. A low IQ individual. Jackie votes against the people of Nevada every chance she gets. She voted no on tax cuts, no on better health care, no on border security, and Jackie voted in favor of deadly sanctuary cities. I don't think we like sanctuary cities up here. By the way, a lot of people in California don't want them either. They're rioting now. They want to get out of their sanctuary cities. You know, there's a big turn being made, folks. A lot of these sanctuary cities you've been hearing about in California and other places, but California, they want to get out. They're demanding they be released from sanctuary cities. Jackie also joined the Democrat assault on Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And don't forget that when you vote. Well, that's why I want you to vote today, because you definitely won't forget. But don't forget, and we stuck with Justice Kavanaugh because he was the right man. Top of his class at Yale Law School. Never had a problem until he was attacked by these vicious people. that knew what they were doing was wrong. And we did the right thing. If you want to stop the radical Democrat mob from taking control of Congress, then you need to go out today, ideally, and vote for Dean Heller and Adam Laxalt and others that you like. But you got to get them in. Danny Tarkanian, get Danny in. Danny deserves to be in. Democrats in Congress have already signed up for a socialist takeover of health care that would eliminate the private insurance of 1.6 million people from Nevada. The Democrats want America to become, it's not even that they want it, but that's what's going to happen. Venezuela. Venezuela. How does that sound? You like Venezuela? That's a wonderful place. Not doing too well, folks. The Democrat plan would destroy Medicare and terminate Medicare Advantage for almost 200,000 Nevada seniors who depend on it.
I thought he was brilliant. And it's one of those things where when you see a president come to town, when you see him come to our state, and then to go to the rurals, I think this tells you something about how some of these races, these statewide races, are going to play out, and that they are looking to boost their response from northern Nevada and the rurals in particular, places like Battle Mountain, places like Elko. I think that gives you a pretty good idea where they're headed. Hey, would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by as much as 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com has come up with a new smart motor from FridgeWise, and it runs at variable speeds, not one speed, variable speeds, to keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Now, if you could save tens of thousands of dollars a year, would you make the call? Would it be worth making the call? Give them a call right now, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. Coming up tomorrow, 2 weeks and counting to Election Day. Hard to believe it. We've been talking about this midterm election forever, and now it's right on top of us. 2 weeks to go. I am so excited. 2 weeks from what we hope will be a red wave. Not a blue wave, a red wave. Yeah, this could get very interesting. And then you've got the October surprise, the caravan. Or I think Megan had a pretty good line. The migrant mob. I love that. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Our thanks to the President of the United States for taking time to talk to us. If you missed the interview, all you have to do is go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. And you can either listen to it on the podcast, or you can just download it yourself. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.